Recording. General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, and Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, presents The Lone Ranger.
Things are different.
How's that?
Well, when the Indians came to hunt, we opened fire and drove them away. We must have fired on 15 or 20 hunting parties the first few months we were here. They finally got it through their heads that we meant business. It's been a long time since we've seen any sign of Redskins. And the ranchers know it. Now that the Indians are gone, the cattlemen'd like to drive us out. Then they could pasture cattle here.
Tom, the masked man said he came here to warn us. But you're not giving him any chance to talk.
It's all right, Mrs. Kent. I wanted to hear what Tom had to say. It accounts for the action of the Indians.
What Indians?
The ones who are camped in the valley north of the homestead land.
Beyond the hills?
Yes.
Oh, that's all right. As long as they stay there, they won't bother us.
But they're not going to stay there.
What are they planning to do?
Come here, massacre the homesteaders, and burn the buildings.
Tom!
Wait. How do you know their plans?
Tonto and I saw them from a hilltop and wondered why they were gathering in the valley. Tonto was an Indian, so it was easy for him to go among them. He learned that they're waiting for Indians from the west to join them.
When do you think they'll attack?
Well, not before next week.
In that case, the cattlemen are likely to have the first crack at us.
Well, what do you mean?
I told you they've been trying for a long time to drive us out. Well, last week, a committee came here headed by a rancher named Bart Belden. Belden said the other cattlemen had authorized him to give us a final notice.
What was the final notice?
We're to pack our wagons and move out by Saturday of this week.
Tomorrow?
There'll be a fight. And we'll lose. But every one of us would rather die than leave this land.
How many will you have on your side?
Well, counting the boys old enough to fire a rifle, there'll be 30 of us.
I can't believe those ranchers would come here like savages to massacre you.
They don't care how they get rid of us. Drive us out or kill us. In either case, they'll have the land.
Tom, you said there were 30 men on your side.
30, if you count the boys.
32, if you count Tonto and me.
What?
I'll be back.
Oh, wait, mister. Wait.
Tom, mask or no mask, that's the kind of a man we need. Call him back.
Right.
Ask him to stay with us.
Yep.
Suspected that the tall stranger who broke into the conversation was
Foolish pride?
Foolish pride? You tell those nesters we'll call on them tomorrow.
They're expecting you.
He's going out the back door.
Get him. Teach him what it means to draw guns on men like us. Come on. There he goes. He had a horse race.
Shoot him. Stand aside. Let me get a shot at him.
Hell, boys, hold your fire. Oh, let him go.
You were willing to tar and feather him.
Yeah, and send him to the nesters as an example. But shooting them is something different.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Did you ever hear of a cereal box that sings? Well, I'm going to tell you about a special Wheaties box that practically does just that. Here, listen to a few seconds of this record.
Pony boy, won't you be my pony boy? Don't say no, here we go.
Now, wasn't that record sharp and clear? But here's an amazing thing about it. It came from the front of a special Wheaties box. That's right, there's an actual 5-inch plastic record sealed right on the front of this special Wheaties box I'm talking about. All you do is take a pair of scissors and cut the record out, easy as pie. Then play it on any 78 RPM manually controlled record player. And listen, Pony Boy is just one of the tunes you can get. There's also On Top of Old Smokey, Glowworm, Blue Tail Fly, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and many others. So go down to your grocer right now and pick up the special Wheaties record box. Remember, these records are absolutely free of extra cost. A real bargain in fun.
can translate what I say and make it loud.
Me savvy.
Over. Where's the leader?
Well, him over that way. Him by a big red rock.
I'll fire at the rock.
Him jump 20 bar.
They're all looking this way. Talk to them before they open fire. Say, you are not men, you are cowardly jackals.
Uday, Soing! Angatu! Ole, Dumto!
You dare not ride to war.
Uga! Sodeum!
You wait for braver men to join you.
Uma! Ketu!
You fear even two men.
Uga! Oduke!
Oh, them plenty men.
Now give them a few more shots.
Only a few of the savages paused to fire their old and inaccurate rifles. The majority, lashed to a fury by taunts and insults, leaped astride their horses.
Now them come, Kimosabe.
And we'll go.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, stop.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto raced down the hill and continued south with the enraged Indians in pursuit. The great strength and speed of Scout and Silver made it easy to stay well ahead. Contest of endurance. The Indians, unable to gain, maintained a dogged pursuit, while the Lone Ranger and Tonto made no effort to increase their lead. They led the way past the homestead land without going near any of the cabins and continued toward Longhorn. At noon, the ranchers and their cowhands stood on the street in front of the Longhorn Cafe. Listen to Bart Belden's last-minute instructions.
Now, don't shoot women or children. If the men open fire, shoot back, but aim the wound if possible. I'd like to guard those nesters out without any killing.
Well, there's bound to be killing, Bart. It can't be avoided.
Likely some of us will get killed.
That's the chance we've got to take. We can't back down.
I wish we could.
Hey, look there!
Turning toward the far end of town, the rancher saw two hard-riding horsemen turn sharply into the main street.
They're riding fast and coming this way.
Hey, what's an Indian?
One's wearing a mask.
Indians!
What'd he say?
Indians!
Something
about Indians.
Hey, they come! The Indians were enraged beyond the point of reason by the frustration of the long and tantalizing pursuit. They saw the masked men and the Indians were caught at them and drew rein.
Take cover! Defend the town!
Indians, eager to give vent to their pent-up fury of pillage, plunder, and murder, leaped from their horses and scattered to convenient cover. Ranchers, cowboys, and townsmen fought together. The Lone Ranger was with Bart Belden and several other men firing through the front windows of the cafe.
Well, those redskins are hard to hit. They sure found lots of cover.
Several of them are hiding behind the barrels in that alley across the street.
Yeah, I know it. I think I got one.
Lucky you ranchers happen to be in town, Belden. Otherwise, the town would be outnumbered.
Yeah. Hey, how'd you know we're ranchers? How'd you know my name?
Save your questions until the fight's over.
But that mask.
There's a fire on a roof across the street.
Fire! Indians are using fire!
Yes, and if one doesn't catch a fire, the whole town will burn.
Someone's going to the roof with water.
Gotta give that man for protection.
That's how those redskins will lick us. They'll stay behind barricades where we can't hit them and shoot fires to the building.
On the roof. He's got the fire out.
Oh, just one fire. There'll be more.
Listen, what's that?
That'll mean four
engines. No, Belden. Help for you and the townsmen.
Who's there to help?
The homesteaders.
Why? Here they come. Hey!
The homesteaders, led by Tom Kemp, stood behind the rows of buildings, firing at the Indians who had taken shelter in the places between the stores and shops. The savages were caught between two fires and fled in panic. Many were shot before they reached their horses. When the surviving Indians had disappeared in the distance, the ranchers and homesteaders met in the street. The Lone Ranger stood with Bart Belden and Tom Kent.
Well, Belden, because of you, the homesteaders left their property.
Yeah.
But you didn't drive them out. They left so they might help you and the townspeople.
We saw the Redskins racing past our land, and they were heading south, so we figured Longhorn might be in for trouble.
Well, I'm glad you came.
It just happened. We were all assembled.
attack these nesters, you'll have to do it without me.
And without me.
Oh, now, how can we move against men who saved our lives? Kent, we want men like you in the West. If you folks ever need help, just call on me.
Thanks, Belden.
Call on any of us.
I'll swap you some beef for hen's eggs, Kent. And we'll both eat better.
Kent, would you shake hands with a man who had the wrong slant, but who's willing to admit a mistake?
Glad to.
Hey, Bart, you were going to ask that masked man some questions.
Yeah, I was. Well, where is he?
Over there. He's with his engine pal.
Hold on, mister. I want to talk to you.
Another time, Belden. We may meet again. Let's go, Tonto.
I didn't even get a chance to find out who he is. But there's something familiar about him. I'm sure I've met him before. His voice was...
Yes, Belden, you talked to him last night in the cafe. He told me about his trip to town.
That's right. He looked a lot different and he wasn't masked. But I remember him saying that he was a friend of the Nestor.
He's a friend of yours, too. Now that you're on the right side, he's the Lone Ranger.
Galloping Gordon sets the pace. He comes in first because he knows he's got gold power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got gold power. There he goes. He's feeling his Cheerios. Cheerios. Cheerios.
Say, you want to try Cheerios, the delicious food with gold power. Cheerios, the oat cereal that needs no cooking. Add milk and you've got just the breakfast to start a healthy, happy day. It's real muscle-building food. Every spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. They help give you healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones and muscles. So eat Cheerios. People will say...
He's feeling his Cheerios.
Is created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. The Lone Ranger is brought to you by General Mills every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this same time. Be sure to listen. This recorded program has come to you from Detroit. This is ABC Radio Network.